Dragon Lord. He stared at Merlin. Merlin, who never did things right. Merlin, who constantly forgot to put his shirts away. And Merlin, who, at this particular moment, stood in front of him, his head raised to the sky. He couldn't believe what he saw. Couldn't believe what he heard. Sounds of unrestrained wildness and ferocity, out of the depth of time, dark, ageless, and young at the same time. He didn't understand what he heard, just felt with overwhelming wonder the energy which emanated from these sounds, the dry heat which penetrated his innermost being and shook him to the core. What he saw was power, unlimited strength in its rawest form, unwilling to be tamed. Arthur's breath came in short huffs while he looked at the spectacle with fascination, an experience he felt more than actually saw. A roar filled the air, swelled to a storm, and ebbed away as quickly as it had risen when the dragon landed. High above, his amber-colored eyes stared down at them. Merlin's gaze bore into the creatures, and suddenly everything changed. He felt the air shimmer, the boiling whiteness calmed down, winding itself around Merlin and the dragon, an invisible bond which chained them together, merged their souls into one. Like waking from a dream, he suddenly noticed Merlin's words, a language he couldn't comprehend. Guttural, throaty sounds, hissing and growling like a thunderstorm, yet cool like healing balm on burning wounds, mesmerized him. That was the moment Arthur finally understood what Merlin was.